All right, guys, you ready?
Coach, what makes the Jets' running games go? Chris Ivory is one of the top backs in the league this year.
Right.
And they're running the ball extremely well.
Well, they're big up front. They have a certain feeling about the run. They're dedicated to be a good running team. When you dedicate yourself to something, it usually happens. And Ivory is he's a fantastic runner. He's strong. He's smart. He's hard working. He has that mentality, you know, that mentality that he's going for an extra yard. So the way he runs and what's in his heart makes him really special.
Charles Woodson named AFC Defensive Player.
Yeah.
October, your thoughts on the future Hall of Famer Charles?
Oh, I'll tell you, the time I've been with him, I'm very, very impressed with the person he is, the man he is, the player he is, and the influence he has on others. Not only is he, really good, he doesn't have a problem with sharing information, making the younger players better, talking to them, sharing the things that made him well, made him good. And he doesn't, I wasn't with him when he first started, but he can't be more serious then than he is now. I mean, he's, the game is still exciting. Game is still enthusiastic. He still loves the game the way he did before. I'm very impressed with him.
What does it say about him, about his character playing at a high level with the banged up shoulder, he doesn't care, and getting accolades like this?
He's an example to all the young players who have a lot less wrong with them, who don't play as hard, who don't get as much done. He's the type of guy that gives everything that he has, and he has to have a really strong mindset. No question, he's going down in history as one of the best.
Does it blow your mind that he's 39 years old?
I'm telling you, it's amazing. He is absolutely amazing, and I'm proud to be a coach on the staff with him.
Coach Del Rio talked about it yesterday, up 37-6, and he's still selling out to pass defense at the 1 yard.
I'm telling you, it's there's a whole lot of good things that went on in that game that we're really pressing on. At the same time, there's a lot of things we need to continue to work on. And if you're a Raider fan, you can see how the team has progressed, and there's weaknesses still that we have to make our strengths. But we're working on it, and we're getting better, and we feel like that our practice time, our meeting time, our coaching time is getting us to the place that we want to be. You know, we're better than we were. We're not quite where we're going to be, but, we're improved, and we like it.
What can a coach do to safeguard against a big lead in the fourth quarter, the third quarter, fourth quarter? I mean, it's so natural to do that.
Well, you just have to coach them up. You have to coach them through those situations. You have to be in those situations before and realize that you have to learn how to play with leads. You have to learn how to be behind. You have to learn how to play in the red zone. You know, just another situation that you have to coach and make them aware of.
What does it say about the coaching staff as a whole that you guys have been able to adjust from week one? You've changed your front, you've made some changes to linebacker, you've changed your secondary.
Right.
Right. Process.
Well, it's just a matter of understanding your personnel and understanding what your guys on your team do best. You know, if you have really good rushers, you have really good cover guys, if you have really good tacklers, you want your team to, or your defense to resemble that. You know, you can't just go and say, hey, you're going to run my scheme only. You know, what we play on defense has to really make the players better. You have to find out what they do best. You have to form the team or the defense around, you know, the things that they do very well.
Do you think there's been a significant amount, just going back to your experience as a player and a coach, but more amount of changes this early in the season than maybe some of the other teams you've been?
I don't know. You know, you have a lot of injuries sometimes. You have new players. You have things that you do a self-scout and you see what defenses work better than other defenses. And you have to just, life is always changing. It's always moving. You have to change with it. And, our team has certain things that they do well, and I have to make sure that, that I accentuate that.
Alvin Smith probably had his best game with the Raiders so far on Sunday. You've been around him so much. Is that the kind of game that you expect out of him and know that he can deliver every week?
Absolutely. You know, Alden's special. You see how long and tall and
–
Oh, you said Malcolm. Oh, Malcolm. Oh, my goodness. That's even that even goes even further back. You know, Malcolm, he's come a long way. Watching him grow over the years from a high school kid to college to early pro to now, and to see how his game has really blossomed and how he's been able to be very consistent with it, his leadership. I mean, back in the old days, Malcolm would not speak. He would not say a word. Now he's running the defense. He has the microphone in his head, in his helmet, and he's telling everybody to play now. It's amazing to see the growth and the maturity and the leadership that he's been able to, you know, to become. And I'm very, very, you know, proud to be a part of it.
With Fitzpatrick, he's bounced around a little bit, but he's gotten some results. What are your impressions of him watching him on film?
Oh, he's pretty good. I mean, he moves the offense well. He understands, you know, what their best thing that they do is run the ball. He sits in the pocket and throws. He has the ability to, you know, to certainly move around and scramble. So he has a good master and good feel for the offense. And, you know, they're winning, and it's working. So you have to, you know, you have to give him respect for that.
Brandon Marshall seemed to be an opposing challenge for your defense. Will you put one guy on him, rotate guys?
Well, you know.
What do you do against a guy with that kind of physical specimen?
Well, as always, if you spend too much time worrying about the other team, you don't have enough time to worry about yourself. So it's very important for us to, you know, put ourselves first. We have to worry about us, find out what we're doing, what we play well, and how can we, you know, have a great practice week, a great practice day, and get ourselves ready to play our best game. So, you know, our focus is on us right now.
The one scrambling quarterback you played against so far is Josh McCown. You did a pretty good job of keeping him in the pocket. Anything there that you can apply to dealing with Fitzpatrick?
Just practice, film study. And, you know, just watching a lot of film and you know, seeing how it fits in our scheme of things. The players are watching it. We're watching it. He has, you know, the dual threat. And, you know, we'll be working on it.
Any thoughts you can share changing gears on this NFL town hall meeting tonight?
I'm just a football coach. I don't have any comment on that. My job is to coach Malcolm Smith.
Yeah. With Ball being out, do you see a chance for Heaney getting more reps? Or what's Heaney's status as far as how he's coming along through practice so far?
Well, you know, it's a practice here. We always want to talk about practice being very competitive. You know, the central theme is competition. You know, so if players who haven't been playing want to play, they have to practice really well. They have to show us in practice, in the meeting rooms. They can't just wait for hope someone gets hurt. You have to really work at it and prove that we can trust you, and you can minimize the mistakes while you're out there. So this is a big practice week for the guys to step up if they want to play.
Has Heaney done that? Has he shown you that he's ready to go?
Well, today's only Thursday. Okay. We're still early in the week, you know, about midweek right now. So we still have work to do. Well, it's hard to say. You know, we don't really have to worry about that right now. You know, Pete Carroll always taught me to worry about the things that you can worry about right now, you know. And that's something we'll deal with when it happens.
Fair enough to say that TJ's made it an issue where it's not just he's going to go right back to the corner?
I'll worry about that then. Right now we have the Jets to worry about. You know, we got a big game to play this week, and that's our focus.
Playing against a lot of teams that like to spread you out, and you've been a nickel a lot. How important is Curtis Lofton going to be in a game like this against the Jets, where it's, you know, a lot of knockdown, drag out, smash mouth football?
Well, that's what he does best. Now, Curtis is big and thick, and he has a good background of being very productive. And we have a running team, and I think that he and the running back we're playing, Ivory, are former teammates, so they might have a little something. So it'll be a good challenge. I'm sure you'll see Curtis. When he's on the field, I'm sure you'll see Curtis a lot.